Cool. So for the guys who are here live, you will be able to see my iPad. So I will be kind of making notes as we go. For anyone listening to this back, any messages, drop me a message in the group or privately if it's unique to your situation, or drop me a message on Instagram at Muscle Fitness UK. All right. So we're going to dive in, okay, and we're going to kind of cover some topics, questions, and we're going to dive into really like the people's biggest challenges right now. So for Hess and Emmanuel, who are here live, and then there's a couple of guys stuck in the waiting room as they come in. Any questions, topics, or your biggest challenge right now, stuck it in the Zoom chat and I'll dive in. Okay. One question was about that came through, guys, and maybe it's come through and maybe you guys can relate, is about hitting a plateau. I always spell this wrong, so I'm just going to spell it how I want to spell it. When you hit a plateau, okay, like what are your options? Okay. Most people turn their attention to giving up. That's why most people don't achieve their goals. And this is applicable, fitness, business, life, career, relationship, right? Here, plateau, typically it's give up. Well, let's just take that one off the table. Okay. Giving up is not an option. That's never going to help. Okay. I was talking today with a couple of guys inside one of my other programs. It's like talking about like staying in the arena. Okay. And what I mean by that is when you can stay in the arena that little bit longer, that's when the changes happen. That's when the good stuff happens. Okay. So Hess, Manuel, and for the other guys joining, just put in the Zoom chat, just put the word me if you've ever hit a plateau, if you can relate to hitting a plateau, fitness, business, or life. Okay. So your options are giving up, right? Not really ever an option from my side. The other option is you find a new method. Okay, this is actually like a Tony Robbins thing, by the way. Tony Robbins, big fan, right? So Tony Robbins says, work out what you want, then get really deep and understand why you want it. So let's go with like the what you want. So Hess, Manuel, just for the sake of the conversation in the Zoom chat, I just want you guys to drop in what you want. What do you want? Okay. Is it more muscle? Is it less fat? Is it more fitness? Is it more strength? Is it all of the above? Okay. I just want you guys to chuck that in the Zoom chat. Just quickly throw that in. Okay. I'll go into the why. Okay. So I know what I want. I want a body that I'm proud of. Okay. And the reason why I frame for me personally, why I want a body to be proud of is pretty simple for me in the sense of, I want it so that when I stand up in front of a room or in front of a new client or at a party or introduce myself, I'm proud of myself, you know, proud of my body in every sense of the word. Okay. And I think it's important to be, you know, strong in business, strong in your mindset. I think it's important to be strong with your family. And I also think, like I said, it's about taking some sort of pride in how you look and how you represent yourself. Okay. So we work out what we want, why we want it. Okay. And then obviously we've got to take action, guys, right? So the first step is let's take some action. That might be joining a gym, joining a program. That might be just the first step. Okay. What's going to happen is, like I said, somewhere along the lines, you're going to hit a plateau. Okay. When you do hit a plateau, like I said, your options are giving up. Well, we've taken that off the table. The other option is, the better option is let me find a new method. Okay. So if you've currently hit a plateau, guys, in your fitness, and you don't feel like you're losing body fat right now, you're not getting leaner, and it's ultimately pissing you off. Okay. Well, what that means, what that looks like to me, is that you now need to find a new approach, a new method. Okay. So if it's like maybe you need to drop your calories. Maybe you need to increase your steps. Maybe you need to progress more with your weights you lift in the gym. Are the weights that you're lifting in the gym increasing over time? Are your calories reducing over time? Are your steps increasing over time? Are you getting stronger? Here's the thing, fat loss specifically, guys. Fat loss is pretty simple in like the literal sense of like If you're not losing fat, drop your calories. If that doesn't work, increase your steps. If that still doesn't work, maybe you're not putting on enough muscle. Are you getting stronger? Okay, but these are all ways of us changing our method, trying something new, trying something different. So I just want you to consider that. Okay, that's really important. All right. Now let's look at taking more action with a new method. And then guess what? We don't give up. Good news. This is like a bullseye. You achieve your goal. Okay, you hit the target, right? You will achieve your goal as long as you keep changing your method and you don't give up. Okay, it's plain and simple. So to be crystal clear on this one, guys, is if you are currently stuck on the same body weight, photos don't seem to be changing, you just don't really see progress in the mirror with yourself, that's because you need to change your method. Have a conversation with me or your coach, or get a coach, or get me, and let's have that conversation if you feel like you've hit a plateau. All right. Okay, next topic was how to speed up muscle recovery to avoid aches in the gym. Okay, if you are struggling with recovery, there's a few things you can do. Okay, a few things. One of them would be, one, make sure you're stretching before you train. Okay, so that would be doing maybe 5 to 10 minutes of mobility, a little bit before you train. Make sure when you train, stretch before you train, it's dynamic stretching. It's not static stuff. Okay. The second thing you need to do is look at your stretching after. So we've got before stretching, before, and then we've got after. Okay. And then number three is are you having enough protein? Okay. Manuel Hess in the Zoom chat, just give me like a yes or a no if you feel like you're currently hitting your protein goal on a day-to-day basis, or if you're struggling, just put a no. No, I'm not hitting that on a daily basis. So guys, to be clear, 5 to 10 minutes of stretching before, make sure it's dynamic. After, you're looking at maybe like 5 to 10 minutes after you train, a little bit of like a static stretch, some holds. And then also make sure you're having enough protein. That will obviously help with recovery. Let's say Manuel is just in the chat. He is struggling to hit his protein, okay? Let's say you're struggling to hit your protein. You're listening to this. One, have more of your current protein source. Example, if you're having 2 eggs a day and that's not cutting it, scrap that and go to 3 eggs a day. If you're having 1 chicken breast a day, then take it to 2 chicken breasts per day. Other things we can do is add like a protein supplement. We can add some bars and some shakes. One of the other things you could do to hit your protein is actually set an alarm. Believe it or not, and Hess, you can let me know how you're getting on with hitting your protein. I used to set an alarm back when I started my own fitness journey, guys. And that was very much so that I was able to hit my protein consistently in a consistent and easy way. And it meant that I set an alarm for 7 a.m., 10 a.m., it was like 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and then 7 p.m. And I knew that if I was trying to hit, say, 200 grams of protein a day, if I had 40 grams in the morning, 40 grams late morning, 40 grams early afternoon, 40 grams late afternoon, 40 grams at dinner, then I was going to hit that like easily. Yeah, that would be a breeze, okay? So just making sure throughout the day, I should probably draw it like this, throughout the day as time goes on, you have your intervals. So mine was 7 a.m., 10 a.m., at 1 p.m., 4 p.m., 7 a.m., okay? And then it was like 40, 80, 120, 160, 200, right? You get the point. And I was just having these hits throughout the day. And that was ensuring that I was hitting my goal, right, throughout the day. So for you, maybe that's a good one for you, set an alarm, okay? That might help you, all right? So next question was going on holiday, how to manage trips away. So let's talk about holidays. Hess, Manuel, chuck a date in the chat. When either no date, Dan, or your next date for when you're next going away on more of a holiday. Okay. On holiday, one, keep an eye on your steps. I get it. You're going away probably to relax, but likewise, you want to stay active, fit, and healthy. So I personally would always keep an eye on my steps. Manuel's going away in July. Hester's going away in August. Perfect. So when you guys are away, steps, keep an eye on your steps. I would say, let me draw like a graph here. The way that I would stack my calories on holiday, guys, would be like this. And I know, Hess, you're fasting right now, so this kind of favors you anyway. In the morning, the afternoon, the evening. So I would have I'd probably have like nothing for breakfast or very little, and then have like a light lunch, and then save my highest calorie meal for dinner. Okay. And I would say that if you're going to drink on holiday, like drinking in general, guys, try and go for a spirit with a soft drink, a spirit and a diet drink, sorry. So I would have like a vodka diet coke or something like that. I get it, this is boring stuff, right? But if you don't want to undo all your hard work in one holiday, and if you're still on the journey, because here's the thing, look at this graph, guys, right? If this is like the weight you want to get to, and anything here, so let's say this is like the good place to be, you want to get to this place, okay? Whilst you're on the way down, okay, so let's say you start your journey up here and you're 100 kilos and you want to stay within 70 kilos is your happy place, okay? On the way down, you want to keep it fairly strict, but not restrictive, because, you know, that's why we do flexible dieting. On the way down. So I would be like, no booze. No, like snacking, like cut out the crap food. If there's foods that you just can't help but you can't refrain from going too much with. Once you get into a sweet spot, and if you're like, hey, my sweet spot is between 70 and 60, that's where I want to stay. Once you get in here, guys, and you just sort of bounce up and down for a bit, this is your green area. You can afford to like mess around a little bit in that space. So what I mean specifically by that, guys, is you can afford to mess around a little bit with your calories in that space. You can't afford to do that on the way down, okay? You can't afford to do that. And that's the risk that I think I see a lot of people take, is that they, up here, they want to start eating in a way that isn't reflective of like where they want to get to. And then they take forever to get down into this kind of like safe zone. So just make sure that on the way down that you are being as strict as you can. Then once you get into this area of like, oh, I'm happy here, I'm happy to hover between sort of 65 and 70, then if you find yourself going above the line, right, so if we add this to the drawing, right, if you find yourself going above the line, so here's the line here, and you come back up here and you're now into like the red zone, okay, into the red zone like this, now this would be a good time for you to go, oh shit, let's go back to tracking my calories, back to my good habits, and let's get back below the line. Just Hess Manor in the chat, just give me like a yes if you're following along. I know I'm not the best artist, or this graph isn't maybe the most accurate, but hopefully it's helpful. So yeah, so you get down, and then, you know, this is what I mean. So when you're in that green zone, that sort of like safe zone, this is where you can like scrap, you could scrap maybe MyFitnessPal at that point, but not until. Or you could scrap, you might scrap like such a high step count, you might drop it down for that reason. Okay. Okay, cool. So unless Hesselman will put a question in the chat, I'm just going to go to my final topic, and then I'll let you guys go, unless you have any questions, right? Building muscle and losing fat at the same time. Okay. Muscle and fat, same time. A question I always get, but hopefully this solves this for you. So there's three scenarios that most people don't fall into, hence why I don't really like looking into this too much, but I'll clear up for anyone listening, right? Ask yourself, are you on steroids? If yes, you do you. It's not something I advocate or would recommend, but you do you. You might be able to put on muscle and lose fat at the same time. So that's one scenario. But if you're not on steroids, then cool. That's one we take off the table. Okay. So this one is not an option for you. Okay. So that's gone. The second scenario is, are you a genetic freak? Okay. Are you a genetic freak? Do you have just crazy genetics? Mum and dad, very lean, very muscular. Were you very muscular as a kid? Okay. Was that ever a thing for you? If that's you, then if that's not you, sorry, you could take that off the table. The final scenario is if are you an absolute newbie, or have you suddenly started training in a way that you weren't training before? And this is the scenario where you could be hitting that. And then we'll go to Hess's question. So, to be clear, most people won't fall into any three of these categories, because if you've been training for, like, I'm talking 5 to 10 years now and you're listening to this, then sorry, but you're not in the newbie category anymore. I'm not, right? So I will very much, my graph like this looks over. I've got like a 2019 graph, and we're now in 2023 for context, right? My graph looks like this, like down, up, and then it's kind of got smaller as we've gone along. Big drops, big changes, big bulks, big cuts. And now I'm kind of like in this area here where I'm just trying to maintain-ish. So once you're at that point, it really is you make a choice. Would I rather focus on building muscle right now? Is that my focus? Or is my focus losing fat? If my focus is losing fat, let's get me in a deficit. If my focus is building muscle, let's get me in a surplus. And if I'm happy to maintain, then as it intends, then let me just stay within a maintenance. But you just need to decide what's more important to you right now. Is it more muscle? Yeah. Is it more muscle? Is it less fat? Or is it to maintain? And then you just decide, and then you just eat accordingly. And Hess, if you don't mind, would you mind just saying that question out loud, if you don't mind?
Yeah, so the question is, what's the science behind hitting calorie target and losing weight? Shouldn't eating less account more towards shedding fat?
So again, so great question, by the way. So again, look at it like this, right? So in order for your body to use fat as an energy source, right? So to burn fat, that's meant to be a flame, by the way. In order for that to occur, then there needs to be a deficit of calories. So that's where the body will start to use fat as an energy source. For as long as you are in a surplus and there's a surplus of calories from the carbohydrates that you consume, and the excess of those that are there readily available in the bloodstream to be used, your body has no reason to burn body fat. Okay, so if hitting your calorie target, and you could be in a really big deficit. So let's say for you, if I've got you at 2,500 calories and you're eating 1,300 calories, yes, you will lose. You may and will likely lose more body fat at 1,300 than you will 2,500. The risk is that you will lose muscle. Okay. And then the thing with that is the more muscle you have, so more muscle equals a faster metabolism, which is handy. When you are a human that wants to lose weight on a higher calorie count. So the risk is that, yes, you may lose more fat more quickly. You are more likely to binge. You are more likely to binge and give up and throw in the towel. It's been proven on the studies, and even just 15 years of doing this, I've seen people that they drastically undereat their calories. So I'm saying, hey, come up to 2,500. Here's your 2,500. And if you're consistently having, say, 13 to 1500, you've got this gap to play with now, that you, even if you eat up to 2,500, you're still going to be in a deficit. So you've got it, so use it, and then retain more muscle, build more muscle. And above all else, your body composition, you want to look more like this. I'm not saying you, Hess, but everyone typically wants to look more like this and less like this, right? That's usually the case. And if you want that V taper, if you want more chest, bigger arms, smaller waist, legs to match, and you want less gut, less body fat around your chest, more muscle and shape in the right areas, that's going to come from eating your full calorie consumption. Prime example here, guys. I'm your coach, right? And I'm on 2,600 calories right now. And guess what? Every single day, I eat up to my 2,600. I might randomly have 2,597 if I haven't completely smashed it. Why am I doing that, knowing what I know? Well, I know that if I had any more, yes, I may lose fat more quickly, but I'll lose more muscle more quickly, which is what I don't want, because I'll look better, in my opinion, with more muscle and less fat. So yeah, the less fat box is being ticked, but then I'm starting to mess with the more muscle bit. And I don't want to lose muscle because muscle's harder to gain. And it takes years to gain muscle, months and years, where it takes like weeks, days and weeks to lose fat. I really should have asked at any point, Hess, if this is at all useful. So is that even what you meant, or should I go again?
No, it's really good. Thank you.
Yeah, so but honestly, Hess, like for you and anyone listening, okay, if someone came to me, right, and it was like, Dan, F the muscle, don't care about muscle, F muscle, like I don't care about having muscle. I just like, what is the fastest route to losing fat to get lean? I still would arguably say that in the grand scheme of things, that the guy on, if we're like running the race and it's like this guy's smashing, oh, go the other way. This guy's like smashing his fat loss quick. I would see this guy either plateauing or kind of having some spikes if he did it in like a really low calorie drastic way. Whereas this guy, I would think would be more like this over time and actually end up finishing lower than the person who went really hard in the beginning, really drastic, versus the guy who eats their full calorie count, does it slower, but it's not such a drag. It's not such a, it doesn't feel like a diet. It just feels like life has changed. I'd put my money on this guy after the 15 years of doing this. That's what I'm trying to say. So I don't disagree that you would lose more weight more quickly, but I think that the rebound is more likely. And also, it's just a way more painful process. Like, why make it a slog when it doesn't need to be? If the calories are there, take the calories. And like, who doesn't like food? If you're not a foodie, then maybe it is quite easy for you. But then, like I said, again, let's not risk losing muscle as well. And you need energy because you guys are high performers. You either run your own business or you lead a team, or you're in charge of a business, and that requires energy, right? That requires keeping your battery full. So I say eat the calories you've got to play with, because they're not always going to be as high as they are now as well. And then when they do drop, you'll be gutted you didn't eat them, because you're like, oh shit, now we've dropped the calories. Why didn't I eat them when I had them? So that's how I see it. Any final questions or any final thoughts, guys? Put them in the Zoom chat, please. Otherwise, if you're all good, just put the words all good, and then we'll wrap it up here. All right. So hopefully you found that valuable. If you did, then drop me a message in the group, or if you're hearing this back somewhere else, drop me a message on Instagram, at Muscle Fitness UK for all things fitness, and let's chat over there. But it's always a good conversation, and it's always good to have the guys on the call to ask the questions. So I'll let you guys go. Any questions, like I said, let me know, and I'll catch you this time next week for more of this.